Welcome back. We're going to hour number two of Swan Song Stories, the episode in which everyone gets blown up by a gunship. So, drones, gunships, chaos. Let's take some shots at the players. So there's four Koa drones. They've flown in over top of you, and they're just basically going to try and light up whatever targets they can find. So the two drones closest to you, Mr. S, are both going to fire on 778. So these two are going to get their target, and we'll see if they can hit. She's got an armor class of 4, so they have a plus 7 to hit total.
Any cover?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. I will say she's got probably 2 points of cover, so plus 5 to hit instead. All right, so two shots on PK 778. A hit.
Oh, damn.
And a miss. So she...
2 points shy of a miss, guys.
She gets hit hard on that first one. So, yeah, 778 takes a shot, she staggers back pretty badly injured. And I think she drops the machine gun and, like, yeah, staggers back and falls fully behind cover and looks over at you, Sakari, and you can see she's got, like, a big, like, laser burn in her armor. And she, like, pulls the damage plate off and throws it on the ground. It's still smoking. She's just like, God fucking damn it. Shit. And, like, it goes to grab the gun, and it's just, like, string of invectives. 2112 is going to get shot at by the closest drone. This guy, same thing, plus 5 to hit him. He gets hit. And he is wounded, but not down. All right, so same thing. He gets grazed by a shot by one of the drones. And then the drone that flew directly over the wall, so it goes over 7723 and 2112, it's looking down into the courtyard. So Fugazi and Lost, it's going to take a shot at one of the two of you. Fugazi, you're a 1. Lost, you're a 2. All right, Mr. Lost, taking a shot at you. What's your armor class, Mr. Lost?
Good question. That's at the top. 4.
4, okay. All right, so 7. And you get tagged with a laser beam.
Damn.
All right, so low-grade laser, you take 3 damage, and it is now your turn. So you get slightly burned, and then you can go.
You know, if I hadn't seen the rolls, Adam, I would have thought, not even just these rolls, but seeing PK like drop down and need a help right beside Mr. Sakarian, like I would have thought that's completely scripted, but.
This is why I roll in the open, all above board. And then when I accidentally kill somebody who has 1 hit point left, everybody knows it wasn't my fault. Mr. Lost, what do you want to do?
So do you remember how much damage? Because you hit me last time twice. Do you remember was it 10 total damage or 11 total damage?
I don't have my attack rolls recorded for like who I was shooting.
Yeah, but then I healed too.
Yeah, and you healed for 4?
Yeah, yeah. I healed for 4.
So I think I'm at 8 right now.
I think, so yeah, that sounds...
Then I'm at 5.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll just try and shoot the one that's shooting at both. Is there one that's closer?
The closest one is the one above you. It's only like 15-20 meters ahead of you, and then maybe like 40 meters up. So whatever the math is on that.
But there's one behind that one, or did it shoot twice?
Yeah, no, there's 4, right? From you, you can see this one, but you can also see the one that shot at 2112. You can see the one that's up here. They're all above the mall shooting down into it.
Okay, I just thought there was one that took 2 shots on us.
No.
Yeah, maybe I'll just do a burst right here because they're just so close to both of us.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. So you can go ahead and make an attack. You get a plus 2 to hit. It's within short range, so no penalty.
Fully semi-automatic rifle, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yep.
This one's actually fully automatic. So yeah, on the side of your gun, you flip it into, so what is because your weapon is like all fancy and stuff. It's like an assault sniper rifle. Does it like transform? Does the barrel shorten or like what does it do when you switch modes? Cause you can fire in burst mode and in sniper mode. So
I mean, yeah, I guess I just like press a switch on the side, and usually I have my hand like fully covered like this, so you can't even see if I'm about to go for it. You know, I just like slightly apply some pressure, and it just flips, and now it's
yeah. The barrel shortens, nothing widens out.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Yeah. So you fire a burst up at the nearest drone, and it takes 3 damage. Cool. All right. Yeah. So the first couple of shots don't hit it because it's like juking back and forth, and then you tag the side of it and it spins a little bit. Sprays sparks out of the side. Do you want to move, or are you okay where you are?
So
but didn't you burst it? Wouldn't you roll damage twice?
No, it does an extra 2 damage. So yeah, it actually does 5.
Gotcha.
There you go. Cool. Keep track of your ammo too, because that's important, and you only have as many reloads as you have on you.
Yeah. Is Mr. like, are we behind your shield?
Not from this thing. The thing is that it's shooting from above, so the shield isn't really going to help from that direction unless you pick it up and hold it over your head.
Okay, I'm just going to move then to be in front of Mr. Fugazi, just like as a human shield then.
Sure, yeah, you can move yourself on the map.
Kind of.
So you're up on the stairs?
Just a little bit if he's like right beside the stairwell.
Yep. Yeah. So you're like 5 or 6 meters above him and he's sort of down and off to the side.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Cool. 2112 is going to shoot at the drone nearest to him. And he's got a +7.
Oh, excuse me.
He hits for
everyone's right.
An NPC hits something.
Oh, one damage.
Christ.
Wings it. Cool. Okay. Mr. Sakarin, you've got 2 drones in range.
I just returned fire at one of the ones that shot at PK.
Okay. There's one that's pretty badly damaged fairly close to you, like this one here.
If that's the closest, yeah, sure. I don't think he's necessarily taking time to look at which one's most damaged. He's just like, he saw PK wrecked, so he's just firing back.
Yep.
2d8. Plus nothing. Just 2d8. Takes 9 damage.
Oh, yeah. You blow it up, no problem. Yeah, so just you fire a glob of plasma. It kind of arcs towards the thing and catches it and blows up. Cool. There's a bright flash, and then it's gone. Do you want to move? You want to see where you are?
No, I think I'm in a firefight. I mean, I guess it's over the wall, right? So it's just kind of... There's no cover I'm taking from it, right?
Yeah. You won't have cover after.
So I move towards PK to same thing as the ever so valiant Mr. Lost. I'm kind of covering them. It's not like weird. Like I'm like laying on like suit man, suit, but you know, like I'm like standing over, like making sure she's okay, and firing my my projector up there.
Okay. All right. So she. She grabs the machine gun off the floor and then flips over and slams it back down and takes a shot at the drone.
I don't hear or see the battleship, right?
It's. I mean, you can hear like the humming. And if you look over, you see this like big dark shape moving towards you. But there's not a lot of ambient light, and it's kind of like it's got some stealth technology, so it doesn't give off a ton of light on its own.
Well, if I see something like that ish.
Yeah,
I would like to slap the machine gun out of her hand and tell her to use an alternate weapon.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so she goes to like take a shot, and then you like yank the machine gun out of her hands.
Yeah, I'm like firing up here, and I see her guy. I'm like, no.
Yeah, she looks at you. She's like, what the fuck? That's my gun.
We might need it for something else, quite bigger.
Do you like point in the direction?
Yeah, I mean, it's like there's chaos, there's guns everywhere. So yeah, I don't even probably say anything to her. Just kind of like. Jab in that fucking direction. Like, use your fucking head.
All right. Yeah. So she, I guess like, do you like she's holding onto the gun. So you like pull it away from her and then she sees the gunship. Mm-hmm. And then I think she probably brings the barrel of the gun like over your head. So she's shooting past you, at the gunship now.
So okay.
She takes a shot at that thing.
I mean, it's obviously out of range, right?
Let's see how far it is from her. Cause she's not.
Or is she taking legitimate shots?
No, she's within range. She can shoot at it.
Okay, then I think I recoil from a machine gun going off over my head, but otherwise...
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so let's see if she hits it. So, she fire burst at it. She hits it, but it doesn't do anything. So she just like fires a bunch of shots, and they bounce off the armor of the gunship.
Okay.
Cool. All right, Fugazi, it's your turn.
Okay. So we have the one immediately, and I can see the gunship.
Yeah, I mean, everybody can see the general like outline of the ship. It's like a big dark shape against the sky. So it's more that you're seeing that it's blocking the light behind it.
Okay. So am I in a position where I could like at least try to, because I have no cover against this one in front of me.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's above you.
So even if I was to like get behind it, I'm still right at risk.
Yeah, because it only comes up, you know, like wall height.
Okay. Then I'm gonna go ahead and take a shot at this one right here.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably the smartest move. Armor class is 6. Okay. Are you gonna burst fire or just single shot?
I'm doing pretty good on my ammo. I don't want to get hit by this thing at all. I will burst fire. And he says 6. Yep. And that gives me +2, right, as well?
Yeah, +2 to hit.
+2 to hit.
Yep, so +2 to hit and +2 damage.
Because this doesn't ask me about burst fire, right?
Yeah, we just have to add the bonus after your roll.
So I'll put it in a attribute modifier. And...
good modifiers, not so much with the aim.
Fucking 2? Jesus Christ.
So you take a couple of shots at it, and it just like dodges out of the way, and you're trying to track it. Do you want to move from where you are?
It's 3 ammo, right? On a burst.
Yeah, 3 on a burst.
Yeah, like if I go here, am I like underneath the...
the catwalk, yeah.
And the stairs, like, give me some cover?
Yeah, you can hide behind the stairwell. Like, they're just, like, metal stairs. So, it's not great, but it's something.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and be right there.
Okay. Cool. So you're gonna move over there. Great. SR-7723 is gonna take a shot at the Koa drone nearest him. So, +7 to hit. I'm sorry, +10 rather. Out in the open. Takes a burst fire at this thing and misses very dramatically.
Damn.
So same thing as Fugazi. He's like trying to pin it down, but it's a small target. It's moving quickly. So the CPV Keikai activates. I think we see the inside of it again, and we can see like a hologram display of the whole kind of tactical situation. Everybody lit up in red, all the targets, the drones flying around in green. And the operator reaches up and turns another like hollow switch to activate the tactical illumination system. So what happens, the outside of the ship suddenly lights up, so you can all see it. So that the bottom has this like huge glow, all these like red lights turn on, and then it aims a spotlight in your direction. And let me move it to the token layer. Bang.
I'm abducted.
Yeah, so this huge, powerful white spotlight just like drops on Mr. Fugazi and Mr. Lost. And it starts to, in Japanese, there's like a loudspeaker that comes on demanding your surrender, promising you your lives if you put your weapons down and come peacefully.
Am I the only one that speaks Japanese?
I think Fugazi does too. Or maybe Fugazi speaks Spanish. I can't remember.
I speak Spanish.
Okay, so Sakarian, you can understand what you're being instructed to do by the Keikai. It doesn't fire, but it has you pinned in the, it has Lost and Fugazi pinned in the light. So the Koa drones, they're gonna go. Sakarian, one shoots at you.
Yeah.
And you've got an armor class of
1.
And you've got a little bit of cover. So pretty slim chance it's going to hit you. Yep, same thing. Okay, and then SR7723 will get shot at. He's got an AC of 4, so plus 5 to hit him. Also a miss. The Koa drone on the inside is going to take a shot at Mr. Lost, and he gets, from the light, he gets a plus 2 to hit. So,
yeah.
6 for your armor, right? Or no, your armor's 4. Yeah, so 4 for the armor, and then another 5, so plus 9 to hit. And yes, so you get tagged. So
lost. 29, you rolled a 20.
Thankfully, there are no crits in this game, so you take 3 damage, Mr. Lost. Does that put you at 0?
Two.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, yeah, you're just like pinning this light. You can't even see the drone anymore because there's this blinding light pointing at you. And then suddenly, yeah, you smell burning flesh as you get lasered. It is your turn. What do you want to do?
I guess it's just like searingly painful because I'm already kind of down and everything. But like after the shots are done, I grip my teeth and I look behind me, you know, just to let Mr. Fug, dude, I Fugazi, know that I'm all right, you know. Just I grimace kind of, and I try to smile a bit, you know, try and grin like we're still in this. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then I go to take it out, man.
Okay, so you want to fire on the...
Oh, we're still in this.
Yeah, move out of the light, I guess, right?
Yeah, you can move out. You can dash out of the spotlight and then fire. Because right now, if you're firing in the direction of the Keikai and you're in the light, you can't see the drone. Like, it'd be, like, a huge penalty to hit it. But if you move out of the light, you can take a shot.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe, how far out of the light do I have to move?
Just outside the aura. Can you see the aura of the light there?
I can't see the aura. I'm guessing.
Okay, just see the spotlight. Okay, let me turn the aura on for you. Let's see. Show aura 1. Bam. There you go. See now?
Boom.
There you go. Yeah. So that's the range of the spotlight.
Okay, I'm gonna retreat back downwards, then just shoot it.
Yeah, you can move 30 meters, so you can get outside the range without too much difficulty.
Maybe down here. You know, I just say, like, let's say I'll be back, but that sounds really lame now that I think about it. One sec.
Right, in the words of an ancient fictional warrior, I'll return.
I'll be back.
Wait my return.
Okay.
Wait, that's roll initiative. I hope I didn't mess it up. All right, so it's still at AC 6?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. It's going to hope I get really lucky.
No, not so much. Yeah, so you fire in the direction of the drone, but you miss. Just flies past and up into the sky.
And you can't use a med kit in battle, right?
No, you can use a las patch, but not a medical kit.
Yep. Yeah, I would have to use a special.
All right, so 21-12 will take his shot. Plus 3, plus 6, plus 9. He misses. These are well-trained soldiers. And he's going to stay where he is. Mr. Scarion, your turn.
Fire at the other drone that's shooting at us.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
A narrow
holy
miss.
Holy fuck.
Okay.
So bad at this game.
778 will fire on the, and this is her last burst fire. So she's going to fire at the vehicle again. Okay, so she hits.
With 1 point of damage.
And she's firing an anti-vehicular weapon at a vehicle. So she does some damage. So yeah, she fires and the first few shots of the burst just kind of bounce off the armor, and then she hits something important, one of the like side repulsors, and it sparks out, a bunch of like fire pours out of it, and it lists off to the side a little bit and then recalibrates. But the vehicle's definitely been damaged. The warning stops being like a polite, like, put down your shit and you'll like surrender, and becomes and actually just goes silent They turn it off. They're done offering for you to surrender.
She did 12 damage to it.
She did, yeah. And now her weapon is out of ammo. Fugazi, your turn. You are in the light. What do you want to do?
Like, I take this moment to curse under my breath a little bit about that soldier who just used up all their ammo because Karna dies. So now Mr. Loss is right there?
Yes.
Okay. And this drone is our current threat.
Yeah, it's the closest one. You can't actually see that drone, though, because you're being blinded by intense military-grade spotlight.
Well, I can't see this drone anymore?
No, because you're looking into the spotlight. You'll have to get out of the spotlight to see it.
Oh, the spotlight's to, like, the south of me now.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, right, right.
Because it's coming from the KK, so.
Right, right. What a dick. God.
Yeah.
Some guy with his brights on behind me. Now,
flip your mirror,
if I was like here under the stairs, would I have a shot?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're out from under the light.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I don't know. God, that's further away from Mr. Loss, though.
It's true.
And Mr. Loss, will you go before this drone acts?
No, the co-ed drone has a slightly higher initiative than Lost.
Okay.
It's really more like a, just to clarify. But yeah, they go before.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to do what every smart field medic would do. And I'm going to
run away.
Run towards that insta panel. And mm-hmm. just it looks like I'm about to hurtle over the top of it. I just kind of chuckle because there's no fucking way I can do that. And so I just kind of like run around the side of it, and then I guess I position myself right next to Mr. Lost.
Okay.
And I want to use one of my quick heal las pashes, which will of course potentially give you a negative, but.
Yep.
Do you
warn Mr. Lost or anything, or do you just come up and like slap it on his neck?
Remember when Mr. Lost looked behind and was like, "We're still in this," and I said, "Oh yeah, we're still in this." Well, that was basically me giving the warning to Mr. Lost, like, it's, right. You just be ready for it. So I run over there, and I think it's like in one ear, it's like. Just take out that drone. And then on the other side, it's just like patch applied.
Okay. All right. Make your medicine check.
Okay. So that is this one. Eleven.
All right. So no negative side effects.
Oh, and shit.
It's what did we say it was? It was the same as the like psychic power for healing?
Like a 1d8.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and roll that.
Oh yeah, drugs. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Just take this time to remind everybody of Twitch.tv's exciting clips feature. So if you want your very own clip of DJ
Drugs. In fact, like I know how good quality is immediately because even when you get a negative effect, there's this like this little tremor that goes through, right? A person's body, but there's no tremor. And I'm like, no one's tolerance is that good. It's like that shit was fucking pure.
Yeah, that's the pure shit for sure.
I'm just like super relaxed. Like I'm actually so relaxed that, you know, snipers, yeah, like their hands will tremble a little bit all the time. And that's where they start taking the benzo. Brain, whatever. I'm so relaxed that I just start kind of like feeling my gun a bit, you know. I'm like,
wow,
having it.
Yeah. All right. So you gain 6 hit points. There you go. And it is SR7723's turn to take a shot. So D20 plus 9 on that Koa drone. Like a nothing, man. You suck, 7723. All right, so the Keikai. The Keikai is going to move the light, and it can move it 60 meters. So it's going to move it upstairs. Boop. Mm-hmm. So the light swings in the direction of the machine gunner, and Sakarian and at 778, you are pinned in the light, and the gunship turns a little bit, and it brings its suppressive weaponry to bear in your direction. I need you and 778 to both make a physical effect save, please.
Pass! Fucking serious. I transform into a bloodthirster and rip it in fucking half!
Yes. All right. Well, 778, wow. 778 and Sakarian are both just like the greatest shit of all time.
It turns out we're Superman people, so like the light's like, oh my god!
All right. So you take a quarter of the suppressing fire damage. So you take one damage.
I'll mark that down right now.
Okay. Both of you take one damage. And yeah, you're good to go.
It just like whoa, puts the light out, and then it goes, release the mosquito shots. Oh Jesus, that's gonna itch for a long time.
Jesus.
So the two of you throw yourselves to the side, and we get that like, yeah, they bring the light to fire to bear on you, and then it just sort of like rips bullet shots in a straight line. It goes right between you, and it's not even the bullets that hit you, but just like shrapnel from the rest of the building getting kind of taken apart.
Or even us throwing ourselves in the ground. And
going yeah, exactly. Bumps and scrapes. So 778's not doing super hot. She's only got one hit point left. Mm-hmm. Mr. Lost, it is your turn. What do you want to do?
I mean, this drone's still in front of us, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Can I get a calming effect for reals or anything like that?
No, you just get hit points.
All right. I'm going to open fire on it again. One bullet. Open fire with one bullet.
So you're just going to do one shot?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh, I should have done it.
Should have done it first. All right. Do you want to move or do you want to steer here?
You know, because I know that the panel wouldn't help us, right?
No, because they're firing over it.
Okay. I mean, I guess I'll just stay here or something. I mean, I guess I, with these like dreamy eyes, I kind of look at Mr.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm so relaxed.
Yeah, I really am.
Mr. Lost is pretty dreamy.
And you're Steven.
Don't you have like a huge, huge charisma?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I heard that. I heard Miss Lost had a huge charisma. So, yeah, do you want to move? You want to see where we are?
I look at Mr. Fugazi. Maybe it's not like evident that I'm like wondering if we should move or something like that. I like kind of like look at him, look at the panel, like look at the stairs, kind of just like nudge my gun over. You want to move?
I kind of look over at this other drone, and we got to take this fucker out.
I love that. There's like a like battleship, but and the guy's like, dude,
fucking drone is annoying.
It's like really annoying drone right there.
Like what the fuck, man?
It's one thing at a time.
Yes, yes. I'm like, let's move and take this out.
Okay.
Where do you want to go? I'll move first, of course.
Yeah, where are you going, Lost?
Mr. Lost, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know much about like space to ground battle, but if we get under the ship, do we have like any sort of advantage?
Under the battleship?
Yeah.
Well, if instead of moving, if you want to take a second to make that roll, I could let you know about this particular model of gunship.
Yeah, I think okay. I'll just do that instead. So I would roll for.
I think in this case it's gonna be.
Is it a grab vehicle then?
It is a grab vehicle, yeah.
So if I have vehicle grab, I could roll.
Yeah, when it's your turn. It's lost turn right now.
Oh, I mean, I'll take a stab at it.
Okay. Yeah, it's vehicle grab, and you're going to roll with your intelligence.
No, you got to take that drone out.
You already tried.
I got you.
Trying to figure out if you're going to move.
My bad. I forgot already. All right. My short-term memory sucks. All right.
You got some trauma to the old brain zone. So
I remember now.
You got to try that stuff you just gave me, man. You already laughed. You got to. I'll do it for if you want.
I know. It was perfect. I already know.
All right, I'll try grab, but I have like minus one in it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, you don't recognize the type of vehicle at all.
Okay, I'm just like, you know what, man, this is like my first day on the job. Don't tell anyone.
You guys have, like, totally sense that Sakarian has an idea, though. You know what I mean? We just have to wait for his initiative roll to come.
So 21-12 takes a shot, rolls another two like a genius. Good move, 21-12.
Dude, what?
Mr. Sakarian, it is your turn.
All right. So we like pick ourselves up, or I pick myself up from the shattered corner that we were standing in.
Yep.
And I go, can I see PK, I guess, right? The light on.
Yeah. PK is like in your shadow.
Okay. And I think in the shell shocked Saving Private Ryan scene where he blows up a tank with his pistol, but not really. It's the airplane that flies over. Spoiler alert. But still, just kind of totally fucked up. I go over and like grab her by her collar, mm-hmm. and say, go down, get the rest, tell them that we need to lure that ship by the car. So just start running in that direction. Just get everyone over there. I'll be right behind you. And then I like throw her in the direction of the chair or the walkway, but not actually throw her. Just, you know.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
And then obviously I pull out my plasma projector, do probably a quadruple barrel roll towards it, and come up firing.
Okay. All right. So what are you firing at?
Well, since I can't hurt the ship, I shoot the drone.
Okay. Yeah, you can fire at this drone because it's behind the spotlight. So
yeah. Go ahead. Well, yeah, just move me out of the, or I guess I can move myself.
Yeah, you can move yourself. Okay.
And then I obviously roll a one.
Obviously, you roll one. Yeah.
The lights, you fucking still, you know, and there's a ship and shit.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's, okay.
It's more like a suppressive fire, Adam. That's what I meant to say.
It's hard to shoot and do a barrel roll at the same time.
Suppressive fire. Suck.
Okay, so 778 makes her way down the stairs, and she shouts to you, Fugazi, as she's running in the stairs. She's like, wounded warrior coming in, Fugazi. Give me some of that good shit. And you can see her like trucking it down the stairs towards you.
But then okay. She also says,
"That's all she says. She just wants some drugs."
And
she ends up right behind you.
Okay. Okay.
Fugazi, it's your turn. You're the meat. You are the meat in a PK 778 Mr. Lost sandwich. What do you want
to
do?
That's great. So would I be able to inject and then also make a roll on the ship?
Yes. Yeah. You can do those two things.
Okay. That's what I will do.
Okay.
I yell at PK. I don't think you can handle this shit, hon.
Yeah. Let's see. Nice. You give her some of the good stuff. All right. Yeah, so she's already like rolling her sleeve up as she comes over, and she's just like, give it to me, man. And you inject the drugs. Can you roll the hit points for me?
Yep.
Nice. All right. She's back to full health.
I'm like, I'm actually, you see Fugazi starting to get angry.
Okay.
Like, it's very subtle, but if you've been around him enough, like, you know, it's like, all right, it worked. Like, because I'm pissed that I'm making you guys all the good shit. And when I get back and all this is over with, no, it's just going to be a one batch. It's gonna be a one batch.
So yeah, so you give her the shot, and she like shakes her head and she's like takes a deep hard breath and like hits herself in the chest. She's like, yeah, and like looks up at the ship and she's like, come on, motherfucker, come down here, I'll fight you by myself.
It's like, God, shut up. That's the kind of shit that gets us killed.
So you want to make the check?
Yes. I would like to make a Is it based off of anything?
It's like, an int roll with vehicle grav.
I'm great, great. I'm down with
that. It. Oh yeah. My god!
Yes, I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but I'm like, I totally fucking remember this thing, man. I was like, this one time I was on this crazy binge and I just had a book on this exact grav tank and it was like there was no shampoo at the toilet. So I literally read this whole fucking manual about this grav tank on the toilet over the course of 5 hours. It was
the only thing that they had in
the only thing. What do I know about this, Bob?
All right, so it's a Kawanishi class patrol boat, basically. They are equipped with drone bays and with a single anti-personnel weapon, predominantly for self-defense. You know, they wouldn't use this to blow up like buildings or do any kind of like serious demolition. And they're usually used for pinning down an asset or a target until ground forces can get in. They're fast. They come in. They drop the drones. They pin them down, and then the grav tanks roll in, or whoever the infantry get in there. They have a 360-degree fire arc because the machine gun is undermounted, so it's on a little turret underneath and it swivels around. If you are in a vehicle, you can get above them. They have no weapons on top. It's all undermounted. And then the spotlight, similarly, is it's side-mounted with the machine gun in the same turret. So the turret spins, points to the spotlight, guns pointed in the same direction. So getting directly under it will not help. Getting directly on top of it, that would help. Then you could not get shot at it. But yeah, so that's, you know. Do you have any questions? Any other specific stuff you want to know?
I did have one question, but you were rattling off details, which is great, by the way. It had to do with, let's see, you said the drone bay. Oh, yes. My question is this. Is you mentioned that it was to hold off before ground forces came. So
yes.
Is that like a guaranteed fact? Like, do I know that, or could it just be a million miles away from the closest, right? Like, I would have no surefire way of knowing that.
You'd have no surefire way of knowing, but, you know, tactically, that's what they're used for.
All right. And do we have any comms close range at all? Like, can I relay information? Just kind of.
Yeah, within each other. Out. Yeah, you have comm range.
Okay. So I basically spit out the TLDRs that this thing can fuck us up. And we can't get under it. It'll really fuck us up. Now we can get on top of it. But last time I checked, none of us could fucking jump 30, 40 feet in the air. So I don't think that shit's working either. And it's got drones. By the way, it's pretty likely that this is just, delaying us for another force to come in and will fuck us up. So we're fucked any way you want to look at it, pretty much.
Do I get this?
Yeah, you hear all that.
Oh, so comms are working again? Okay. I probably don't hear about half that because the second I realize comms are working, I'm just like, well, I was like, get by, lead it to the car. We need to blow it up.
So that, like the Jeep?
Yes, the Jeep or car, please.
You want to blow up the Jeep?
The four-wheeled vehicle we drove in on, that thing.
You want to blow up the Jeep?
I already have it set up. This is like the weirdest conversation, dude.
All right, I got it. I'm just great.
That's like, all Fugazi hears is blow up the Jeep and just starts taking shots at it. Cool. Okay, well, so while you two are arguing about what to do, or trying to get your head straight, 7723 is going to take a shot at the Koa drone and miss because apparently they're all blind and
garbage.
And then the spotlight is going to move. They're going to swing it back down, and I'm actually going to have to make a roll because normally they target the last person that hit them, but no one's shot at them in a little bit, and none of you fired this round. So
I fired.
You fired in the other direction though.
The other drone.
Yeah, it's firing. This is the Keikai. This is it pointing at the I'm trying to figure out where to point the spotlight. So let's roll. If I can get a 7 or better, we'll get close to somebody. If I can get 10 or better, there we go. I'll just drop it down on you folks. So it swings the turret back around in your direction. Fugazi, Lost, and 778 all get targeted this round. So the Koa drones will fire. One's going to shoot at Mr. Lost. Hits you for one damage.
It's a needler.
Yep. And then the one on top shoots at 21-12 plus 9 plus 7. Nope. And then the last one shoots at, and actually this guy's going to move. He's going to come around this side and then shoot at Mr. Scarion for, let's see, 3, 4, plus 2. Okay. Nope, nothing. All right. Mr. Lost, it is your turn. What would you like to do?
So there's still 3 drones alive?
Yes, there's one in the courtyard and then 2 up above firing on your grunts. No one seems to be able to hit anybody.
I guess I wouldn't have a higher chance to hit this if I just like ran up to it, right?
If you draw a straight line to it, yeah, it's you can shoot it without penalty because you're not looking right into the spotlight.
Okay. I'll just do the same thing. My HP is good enough. I don't have to rely on burst. So, single shot. It is.
Okay. Armor class is 6. Close, but no cigar. Do you want to move?
I guess Mr. Fugazi can't hit it from where he is.
Fugazi, nope, you get a clear shot.
Maybe, because he can run to the, if I move, he can move and then take a shot, right?
Yeah, you can move and shot and shoot, or you can shoot in the move.
So I'm just going to move closer to the car.
Oops. Okay, yeah, go ahead and move. You can move up to 30 meters.
Down here. And then I'll assume that Mr. Fugazi will follow. I'm just like, all right, I'm going down to the car, the Jeep.
The vehicle.
I'll be there.
All right. So 21-12 takes a shot. And he hits.
Oh, my God.
And he does 5 damage, which is enough to kill that drone. So I think he takes another burst fire up at them, and then it hits and it blows up, and he turns back like in your direction, Sicarian, and he's like, "I hit it! Do you fucking see that? I hit that thing! Fucking finally!" And he like loads another clip in, and like gets ready to shoot again. It is your turn, Mr. S.
I mean, I'm gonna start moving towards the group, I guess, retreating. I guess I'll just blow everybody up except for me and go back here and take a shot of the drone up at the top.
Okay. So hold on. You were here. Mm-hmm. What level do you want to be on? Because you're 2 floors up from where Fugazi and 778 are.
As far as I can while still shooting.
Okay. So you can get like off the roof and like partway like down the stairs. So
there you go.
You're there. Okay. And what target are you shooting at? The drone in front of you?
Yeah, I missed.
Okay. All right. You take a shot with your plasma, but it does not hit. It's like lands over here somewhere. Cool. Okay. 778. She's going to move. And she's going to go. She's going to follow Lost. And she'll take a shot at the drone with her weapon, her regular weapon.
He wasted that shit on you.
And she misses. She's like, I'm trying to fucking concentrate. Shut up. And yeah, takes a shot, doesn't hit. Fugazi, your turn.
All right. I will go ahead and fire at that drone and then move. It doesn't really, either way, don't get any penalties or bonuses either way.
Yeah, whichever one you do first doesn't really matter. It's up to you.
Okay, I am going to burst fire this thing.
Yeah, do it. Bro.
And I'm not going to take it. What am I, six?
Yeah, armor class is six.
And two and zero.
Hey, there we go. God. Hot damn.
Wow. Yes.
All right.
12 damage.
You ignite the thing in a burst of flame, and it vanishes.
Dude, I give the biggest fucking thumbs up to the other two.
I think the great thing is that, like, yeah, Fugazi, you're in this like perfect white spotlight. So you like blast the thing and then turn, and like they can see every pore in your face, and you're just like,
yep. And then I run over.
Yeah, you want to move? All right, go ahead and move.
Yep, and then I run over.
And then 7723 is gonna fire, and plus. Let's see. It's nine. He misses. This guy's the worst. He gets the dunce hat of everybody in the team. All right. So the Keikai is able to follow you this turn. So it's going to move the spotlight over. And then I need Fugazi, Lost, and 778 to all make physical effect saves. 778 fails hers.
Do we all make one?
Everybody in the spotlight.
Mm.
Okay, so everybody fails.
Good night, sweet princess.
You don't take this. Re-roll. You don't take this full amount. You can only reroll skill checks.
Oh God, I always fucking shit. I need to fucking put on a post-it note and put on
her. So you both, actually, all three of you take 7 damage. So pretty significant amount of damage to all of you, which I think puts Lost at zero. So yeah, the Keikai's machine gun swings around with the turret and then just rattles off a bunch of quick shots. We see some bloody mist as Lost, you go down, and Fugazi and PK both take a pretty significant hit.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. So Mr. Lost, you are at zero, and you are unconscious. Blech. All right. So
down, like strewn at Mr. Fugazi's feet, on here a mess. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Poor thing. Okay, let me check the dying rules here. Actually, you're just at zero, so you're not bleeding out. You're not going to bleed out. You're just unconscious, and you won't come back till somebody treats you with a medical or another patch.
Does
2112 will take a shot at the drone. A med kit would work, but you'd have to do it out of the fight. He misses like a genius. Mr. Zakarian, it is your turn.
Keep retreating as far as I can and take another shot. So.
Okay, so you can move another 30 meters. So you can end up like here if you want to.
Sure.
Okay, and what are you shooting at?
Whatever drone I can see.
Okay, yeah, I think that you can get a shot on this drone because he's not that far away and he's pretty far up.
Yeah.
Dead damage.
I actually hit something.
Boom. Yeah, you toast it. All right. All the drones are gone. The drones have been destroyed. 778 is pretty badly hurt. She falls back and kind of like runs into where you're coming towards her. And she's like, you can see her. She's just been like badly shot up. And she runs up to you and she's like, what the fuck are we going to do, Mr. S? Like, this fucking thing's got us pinned down. The machine gun's out of shots. We need like a rocket launcher or some shit. You got any grenades or something?
I look at her and I say, like, we need to get around the building and lure it close to the truck that I have rigged with explosives, like I explained to you guys. That's our best shot.
Okay. Yeah, she's like, yeah, lure it. I mean, it's not going to come down close enough for the Jeep to blow up. And I don't know, whatever, man, it's your plan. I am falling back. I am beating a tactical retreat. And then she finishes her run over here behind some cover.
My last words, actually, Adam, were, I told you it was a fucking waste.
as she runs off. Now, it's important to remember because, you know, rules and stuff. If you want to, you do have the option when you get hit, Mr. Lost, to negate that because you're a warrior, right?
Oh.
So once per combat, you can ignore a hit. Do you want to do that?
You should totally ignore that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So it's not as bad as it looked. Mr. Lost,
just being dramatic. Like,
maybe I had a violent, like, flash sort of episode, and that's what I saw. But then I all of a sudden, oh shit, you're okay. All right,
yeah, just a little smile.
I got hit, but Jesus,
yeah, Fugazi, it's your turn. You're in worse shape than Lost is, so
well. I think I'm going to do as ordered and run to this, like, over here.
Mm-hmm.
Each of these is 5 or 6, or what is it?
Yeah, it's like 5 meters. You can run 30. So you got lots of space. Okay.
Like, go around to try to avoid, right? Just be by the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to finally get to use my own stuffs.
Okay.
Did you not take any cover there, or is he behind a wall or something like that, right?
I mean, I would... let's see. I was right here. So, where's range? Let me see my range ruler. Yeah, that's as far as I go. Yep. Okay. So,
is there a wall out?
Yeah. This is the edge of the outside of the parkade.
Okay.
The parking structure.
All right. Come on, man. Give me the good stuff. Oh, I see a 1. A 9. Okay.
So that's not so bad. All right. So it's going to be the complicated stuff. You can roll for your health.
Okay. I
knew this would happen.
Fugazi's tolerance is just way too high.
Oh, my God. It was shit. It was shit.
All right. So yeah, it burns going in. And you immediately start feeling like itchy and like tense. So you're gonna have a -1 to your attack rolls because you can't concentrate for a determined number of rounds.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Fugazi, I'll get you back for these one day.
Okay. So all right.
I don't know how many rounds.
You won't know. No. Okay. SR 7723. Is going to what is he gonna do? Start running for cover, I think. So he's gonna come down here and he makes his way to the top of the stairs. He's running down to reconnoiter with the team. The Keikai has no more drones. What would be standing operating procedure for these guys? I think that they start broadcasting a repeating message that is like infantry units are on the way. Throw down your weapons. They will be here to capture you in mere moments. You have no chance to survive. Make your time. Basically, it's just telling you to like. Basically, you've blown up the drones, but that's only the first wave. There's more troops on the way. Confirming what you said earlier, Fugazi. But it's not going to fire, and it's already got someone in the target, so it's going to try to stick to Mr. Lost. Mr. Lost, it is your turn. What do you want to do?
I would just say in the comms, and they're asking us to surrender, just take cover. I know it's not my turn, but if I could say that.
Oh, yeah, you can talk at any point during the initiative.
And then I would ask the comms guy if we heard back from our SOS or anything.
2112, he's like, shakes his head. You obviously can't see that, but he's like, no, nothing back from HQ yet.
So Adam, give us some context on this. Like, what happens when people surrender? Is this like, oh, Jeff, you silly goose, these Japanese kill you instantly? Or is it like,
no, they're down to take prisoners of war. That's a thing. And Fodenhauer has a history of like getting their men back, right? Like they'll deal with the enemy to make that happen. It's not like, you got captured, tough shit.
Okay. I would say I would say everyone, you know, take cover around the corner. We're gonna issue a surrender here. We're outmaneuvered. and then I would never drop my plasma projector, but I would put it on my back, and I would just put my hands up and kind of come out into the spotlight, I guess, from walking out.
Okay. All right. So you want to walk out in the spotlight? Yeah. I mean, we can terminate combat here. Because they won't fire on you if you come out. What does everybody else do? So Skarian comes out, like, kind of hands up, gun away, but not dropped.
Never dropped.
What's everybody else doing?
I look very surprised. But then, like, I tried and suppress it immediately. And, maybe I don't drop my gun. I just, like, try and sling it. Like, I don't want to lose this gun, you know? Like, I try and keep it on my person. And I look at Mr. Fugazi, and I just start putting my hands up.
I drop my gun immediately and start stashing all my good shit where they can't find it.
Okay, make a stealth roll. I think you can stash like one mid thing somewhere where they won't be able to find it.
I'll go for it.
Yeah, you can try and like quickly. I like this. You're like, shit, it's the cops. Hide the drugs. Okay. So not a difficult roll to beat, but if someone searches you, I'll make a note. 6 is the number to beat. 6 stealth. Okay, got it. All right. So you surrender. Everybody kind of like comes down into the spotlight. They tone down the intensity of the spotlight so they can like make it bigger, so it's not blinding anymore. And they kind of like lead all y'all out into the middle of the courtyard to wait for their infantry reinforcements. So 778 comes up beside you as the ship kind of like comes to hover over the main part of the building. And Mr. Scan, she comes up beside you and she's like, "So, what's the fucking plan here, boss? Are we just gonna like let them take us on board and then just knife them all to death, or what? What's going on?"
We're gonna have to wait and see. Fodenhauer agents are high commodities, so I believe the Fodenhauer agency will have our back, but if they don't, then yes, we're going to have to do something like that.
So she looks at you for a second. She's like, "What do you mean? Like, we're actually surrendering?"
"We are actually surrendering." And then he kind of looks at her and he goes, "I wish we had more machine gun ammunition to perhaps..."
Whoa, that shade. Yeah, I think she's like, yeah, me too. So you wait, and the drone, the pacification ship, stays hovering above you, and I think it's a good like 10 minutes before you hear the sound of ground vehicles approaching. If you want to, you can make a perception check to try to figure out how many are coming, from what direction, that kind of thing.
I mean, we've surrendered. Someone can if they want, I guess, but right, we're not going to. Never mind, just kidding. Everyone fire again! So that's my long-winded way of saying I'm not going to.
Yeah. Does anybody else want to make a perception check, or are you good to go?
No, I'm good.
Wait for
I'm good, too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, so I think that's probably where we cut to the break, right? Like, y'all standing there in the light, everybody's kind of hands behind their heads, looking surly, and things are looking dire. And we hear these vehicles approaching quickly in the distance as we fade out. So we'll take a short break here, and we'll come back for the next hour of Swan Song Stories when we return. Stick around.